Engage gear, watch the lights, here we go, race number five. Away we go, and a great start from everybody in the front row. Everybody safely away there now. It looked like a good start there for Alan Oversby. Over to Beth, lap one.
I'm aiming to get more than one number today. So leading the way, it's number two, then 21, then 17. Alan Oversby, followed by Will Loader and then Harley Rushton as they head down towards Ballochagan, Chris.
Yeah, it was a really good start by everybody. It's always there, kind of a heart in your mouth sort of thing when they kind of go off in. You think to yourself, just keep a little eye on what's been going on there now. But listen, what you've got to look for, there's a big, big gap for number 42, Andy Hornby, though. Andy Hornby was in the position just in behind where number 10 would be, Barry Ferber. So a big, big space for him to get on the back of Alan Oversby. And he said yesterday in the race that he was in with Alan, the 1100cc race, Andy Hornby, Myco's. And of course, Alan Oversby had a great battle in that one. And he said he was just following Alan through and the speed he has through the corners. And maybe Andy, I know he's got a lot of experience, but a man who's won around here so many times as Alan Oversby, I'm sure he will have learned quite a lot off them. So Oversby off with the start. Will it be the day? We know Will Loader's won here before. Will Harley Rushton get a win round the Motor Arbor Lounge circuit on that 500cc? Beautifully prepared machine that he has from the Ted Wolfe, the Craven Classic Racing team, the Matchless G50, the Ingleton rider. And of course, we'll be looking out for him in some of the other classes a little bit later on. So we're going to hand to Rob in a minute or two out there across four ways. And when I was just building up to that, the mist kind of came in again. I looked down at something, looked up again. It's going to be one of those days on the south of the island here where it's going to be mist in and mist out. And they were talking in the news, weren't they, about the possibility of there being flights being delayed and stuff. Well, that happens. Right, let's get out the cross four ways. Lap number one. Who's going to be leading? Is it going to be two? Is it going to be 21? Or is it going to be 70? Rob Pritchard.
It's Oversby who leads from Loader, from Rushton. Those are your top three. Then it's Heaven Owen, number 84, Nigel Moore, and then number 53, Russell Robrey, on the way through as well. One, two, three, four, five, six more machines into view. It's Andrew Guy, then it's Daniel Pritchard, there's Justin Robrey, 79, 69, and 75 in that order. Matravers there and looking up the inside is number 51, Andy Kildee. And one thing I will note as well is Robert Noyle at the back of the convoy on the way through the travelling marshals through as well. I don't see the number 34 machine of Scott Wilson either, so he may be an additional non-starter. We already heard that number 10, Barry Ferber, a non-starter, Chris was mentioning, over on Castletown Bypass, but not seeing the number 34 machine of Scott Wilson. So Alan Oversby, he just stretched that gap a little bit on the run into cross four ways. Around three, four, possibly five bike lengths back was Will Loader there, who had Harley Rushton for company as well. So it's Oversby who's continued that good start on the way through Ballabegan, through the S's towards us. Back to you, Chris.
Winner of this race last year was Alan Oversby from Geoffrey Vermeulen and Kelly Carruthers, and here they come into our sight, and it's Oversby that leads. Will Loader's in there on 21, and Harley Rushton, who was a retirement in this race last year. Will Loader finished fourth. There's Heffin Owen through for 84. Nigel Moore goes through, the Dungannon rider. 53 is next to go through. That's Russ Robrey. Russ slots into sixth place there. So that's the first six through. 10.4 separates all them. It's 47, 11, 79. Numbers only. 108, 69. Oh, goodness me. That's tight. 74. David Travers and Neil Lloyd together across the line. And they were really close to the barriers here. Alan Oversby leads at lap number one of seven by 0.636 of a second from number 21, Will Loader, who in turn has a 1.5 second lead over number 70, Harley Rushton. He then has 4 seconds on number 100, Heffin Owen, and Heffin has 1 second ahead of number 84, Nigel Moore. He slots into fifth place. Sixth for number 53, Russell Robrey. He's 3 seconds back off Nigel Moore. And seventh place, the first newcomer in the class. We heard from him before the start of the race, number 47, Daniel Pritchard. He is 8 seconds back off Russ Robrey. Then it's 11, Andrew Guy. 79, Keith Clark. And 108, Justin Robrey completes your top 10. Then it's 69, Jeff Smith. 74, Damien Travers. 75, Neil Lloyd. 51, Andy Kilday. 45, Andy Lovett. 63, Gary Abbott in there too. And we mentioned there 60 Gary Hutton, 61 Ian Thompson, and 66 Robert Noy. We definitely don't have number 42 either. Andy Hornby, he has not made the start. Who's going to be leading though? Cross four ways, lap two.
Yeah, Roversby, he'd had a good run into cross four ways on that previous lap after that great start straight off the start line as well. So it'd be interesting to see if he's managed to hold up and maybe possibly extend that advantage here. Two machines into view here. It is Alan Oversby leads across four ways, but Will Loader's just eaten into that a little bit. Will Loader second, and then Harley Rushton third on the Craven Classic Racing machine. So no change in the front three order, but those front three are stretching away. It looks like Loader and Rushton have made a little bit of ground. Here's Heaven Owen running fourth at the moment. Number 84, Nigel Moore, around three bike lengths back. It's across four ways. A second or two back here is number 53, Russell Robey, running well. Interesting that you mentioned there is there's a bit of a gap in the field, that we've got two newcomers inside the top 10 on that opening lap. A seven-lap race, of course. There's still plenty of distance covered. Daniel Pritchard and Justin Robey, the two newcomers in there. Andrew Guy, Daniel Pritchard. Then there's number 79, Keith Clark. 108, Justin Robey. And number 69 in there as well, Jeff Smith. Number 74, David Matravers. Lloyd and Kildee on the way through as well this time. Numbers 45 and 63. This group's quite close together. Number 60, Gary Hoffman in there. 61 and 66. There's Robert Doyle at the back of that. So no change in the front three through cross four ways on this latest lap. That leading trio just opened a bit of a gap to the rest of the field. Oversby still leads. To you, Chris.
Yeah, the split between them as he came across the line in lap number one. Willow is 0.636, but there's three of them now, and it's Harley Rushton. He jumped up to second place. Harley Rushton, quickest man on track, number 70, 2 minutes 46.780, 91.738 for Harley. He's up to second place. 0.08 of a second separates the top three. Heffernan Owen dropping back a bit, about 11 seconds back off those guys. And Nigel Moore, 84. He slots in to fifth position. So we're looking out for 53, Russ Robey. He's just gone through there in that sixth position. So at the front, Alan Oversby. He still leads by 0.387 of a second from 70, Harley Rushton, with 21, Will Loader in third. 47, 11, and 79. Daniel Pritchard, 47, 11. Andrew Guy, 79. Keith Clark is 108, Justin Robey. Dave Matravers has just got ahead now of Jeff Smith from 12th up to 11th. And here's 75, 51, and 45 goes through. Neil Lloyd, Andy Kildea, Andy Lovett, Gary Abbott, and then Gary Hutton, Ian Thompson, and Robert Noyland. That's the 19 runners so far still running around here. Quickest lap for Oversby that time, 2 minutes 48.46, 90.818. Number 70, Harley Rushton, as we said, he has had the quickest lap so far. He's 0.387 back. He's come from third to second on that lap. And he's a 246.7, 91.73. And third, Will Loader, he's done a 248.4, 90.843. They're separated only by 0.08 of a second. That's all it is between the top three. Then there's a big gap back to number 100, Heffernan Owen. The Nigel Moore, he's got about a couple of seconds on that as Heffernan. And Russ Robey, he is about 7 seconds back off Nigel Moore in that sixth position. With the news that Oversby leads from Harley Rushton and Will Loader, another tight race here, back to cross four ways.
Here come your leaders, three close together, and it's Will Loader looking to get up the inside of Oversby here. Rushton just in behind. Loader has the inside line here at cross four ways as he held onto that. All close together there. I think Loader's held it. Oversby's having a little look outside the right-hand side on the exit across four ways there. Nothing to choose between that leading trio at the moment. There, a few seconds back, is number 100, Heffernan Owen, who's got a lot of the Balloon course to himself here across four ways, in fact. So, a bit of a lonely race at the moment for Heffernan Owen. We were hearing that he's just over 11 seconds behind the leading trio when they went past Chris Kinley on Castletown Bypass a few moments ago. Here's number 53, Russell Robey. So, number 100, Heffernan Owen, in fourth, just pulled out a little bit more of a gap to number 53, Russell Robey there. But that leading trio so close together. Here's another trio close together at the moment. It's number 47, Daniel Pritchard, who's got ahead of number 11, Andrew Guy, and number 79, Keith Clark there. So as it stands, yep, Daniel Pritchard holding on ahead of Andrew Guy and Keith Clark. No change in that order. David Matravers on the way through as well. Chris.
Three of them flashed very, very quickly over the bridge, and they're all together there now. And we do have a new race leader, number 70, Harley Rushton. But Alan Oversby pulls to the right-hand side, and I think by the time Alan Oversby has got down there towards Beth, I think he's got past Harley Rushton. Wow, there we go. Harley Rushton leads. Yeah, he has. So Oversby has taken the lead down the bottom there now. Quickest lap of the race this time to Harley Rushton. 246.7, 91.738. Anybody improve that time on their lap? Nobody has, as Heffernan Owen just goes through pretty safe in that fourth place. Heffernan finishing in sixth place in this race this time last year. Next machine flashes back into the sunlight. Should be, oh, I tell you, we're missing 84. So we've lost 84, Nigel Moore. So Russell Robey on the 53 machine. Russell, he moves up a spot. He retired in this one last year. So Russell up to fifth place. But back at the front, as you have three machines together, 47, 11, and 79. That's Daniel Pritchard, Andrew Guy, and Keith Clark, respectively. But back at the front, Harley Rushton led across the line, but down by the paddock there. Alan Oversby got into the slipstream and managed to get ahead of Harley Rushton. With Will Loader just keeping a little watch and brief. There is Jeff Smith and David Matravers. They've all gone through. 75, Neil Lloyd. 45, Andy Lovett. 63, Gary Abbott. 51, Andy Kildea. 60, Gary Hutton. 66, Robert Noyle have all gone through. and 61 through there, Ian Thompson. So we are missing a 108, Justin Robbery as well. Justin has disappeared on this lap too. In fact, here we go. Is this him now? There he is. Yeah, he's just gone through there. So no panic there, Justin. Just having a little listen in my ears. Yeah, he's continuing on. And it's just Nigel Moore who we lost on this lap. It's all going on at the front with Harley Rushton, Alan Oversby and Will Loader only separated by half a second. Cross four ways.
And they're here across four ways. It's Loader who's got out front. Oh, and Rushton looking up the inside past Oversby there. What's it like? Loader holds on. It's Rushton in second here. So all change again across four ways. Will Loader leads ahead of Harley Rushton and number two, Alan Oversby third. But still nothing to choose between those front three there who continue to stretch the gap to the rest of the field. Still a lonely race for the man running in fourth here. Number 100, Heaven Owen. I did see, you just mentioned Justin Robbery there. He was still running inside the top 10 when he reached cross four ways last time. So I wonder if there's been an issue somewhere between cross four ways and Castletown Corner potentially as well. Maybe just a bit of a mechanical issue going on there that has seen him drop back. But he is still running, which is good to see. Another big gap here on the way through now is number 53. Russell Robbery still dropping a few more seconds further back off number 100, Heaven Owen. And then another big gap to the rest of the field. So, yep, just a quick reminder of how things are at cross four ways. All three together, practically three abreast through cross four ways. It was Loader ahead of Rushton, ahead of Oversby. Here's Daniel Pritchard and Andrew Guy. To you, Chris.
And there's still three. It only looked like there was two, but there's definitely three. There's a new leader this time. It's Will Loader who's got to the front on the 21 bike. Harley Rushton from first to third as he went past us on the previous lap. It's Loader from Oversby from Rushton. Still only a second covers them all there now. Quickest lap of the race this time goes to Will Loader. 247.341, 91.430. Not as quick as Rushton's 91.738 as Heffern Owen goes through. Pretty safe in that fourth place at the moment, but Oversby's lap, he's in the 91s this time as well, 91.078. So a new race leader here, Will Loader, looking to do better than what he did last year. He was fourth in this race last year and he's got back to the front, and these three are putting on a good battle. The next machine should be crossing over the railway bridge there at Castletown Corner, and heading down towards us should be number 53, Russell Robbery. Here he comes, have a listen. Yeah, Russell goes through Heffern Owen that time at 2 minutes 53.8, 88.022. Russell Robbery, that's his quickest lap, is 85.6, is 47. Daniel Pritchard with Andrew Guy and also Keith Clark on 79. They've all gone through. There's eight competitors past us so far. Reminder, they're out on lap number 5 of 7. So back at the front, just to recap, 21, Will Loader as number 74. David Travers goes through. Dave in ninth place. Number 21, Will Loader. He leads by 0.245 of a second from number 2, Alan Oversby, with Harley Rushton 0.8 back in third. Let's go back to cross four ways. Don't want to miss this.
Leaders on their way towards us, but just a quick mention, actually, just a little further down. Number 74, David Matravers, running in ninth there. He started all the way back on the seventh row. So that's great running from David Matravers. Here are your race leaders. It's Oversby. Rushton's looking up the inside and Loader dropping in just behind. Rushton's got the inside line, then it's Oversby, and then it's Loader. What's it like on the exit? Yeah, Rushton's held on to that. So Rushton this time leading through cross four ways. He was just tucked in behind Alan Oversby there into the braking zone here at cross four ways, and he made his move up on that right-hand line through the inside of the corner there, and just Oversby just, I think, had to just cede that one this time. But Will Loader still very much in contention as well, still nothing to separate that leading trio there. Number 100, Heaven Owen, still running steady in fourth at the moment across four ways. Big gap between himself and what we saw again was number 53, Russell Robbery, coming across the line fifth at the moment. So there's a big gap between Heaven Owen in fourth and Russell Robbery in fifth. Another mention as well for number 45, Andy Lovett, who's a newcomer in this class as well, up to 11th. He actually started back on the seventh row as well. We mentioned David Matravers, but also number 45, Andy Lovett as well, going well in this particular race. He's made up a fair bit of ground there. We did see Justin Robbery again. He was toward the back of the field last time. To you, Chris.
Andy Kildare is a retirement, as is number 84, Nigel Moore. And here they are, your leaders, Alan Oversby. Alan Oversby sneaks to the front across the line. 5 thousandths of a second between him and Harley Rushton, and Will Loader just keeping a watch and brief in third. It's changed again, and the quickest lap of the race still is, well, Alan Oversby that lap, a 246.835, 91.707. But Harley Rushton on that lap as well, a 246.254, 92.028. And the front three there, completed by Will Loader. He did the 247.52 as Heffern Owen comes through. Yeah, Sounds pretty good. There's Heffen's Machine there in fourth place. He's some 30 seconds back there now, but pretty safe. And of course, like I said, he finished in sixth place last year. So getting the machine home in fourth place. But up at the front, Oversby, Rushton and Loader. I wonder how many times they will have changed position as they go around this 4.25 mile Motor Isle Balloon Circuit. I know we're going to probably get the story later on from Beth there in the winner's enclosure. So it is lap number 6 that they are on this time. Just to reiterate, Oversby leads by 0.005 of a second from number 70, Harley Rushton, with number 21, Will Loader, keeping a watching brief half a second back in third place as Russell Robery goes through on the 53 machine. He's holding on to a good fifth place. 47 newcomer, Daniel Pritchard. He goes through that time. That's his quickest lap so far, Daniel Pritchard, with 84.518. 79, Keith Clark. 11, Andrew Guy, all safely through. The next runner that we should see coming out of under the trees there at School Hill Estate there should be number 74, David McTravers. We're just having a little look. We thought we saw someone. We did see someone just coming in out of the trees. And here he is. It's 74 McTravers going through. A lap and a half to go. Let's get back to Cross Four Ways.
It's Oversby, Rushton, Loader. That's your order this time through Cross Four Ways. Oversby just opened up a little bit of a gap there on the exit. Look, yeah, Oversby, he's got a good pull on the exit there from Cross Four Ways as Alan Oversby. So he's just pulled a little bit further clear from Rushton and Loader, who were battling away in behind him as well. So it's Oversby this time. It seems to be just chopping and changing every time they come through Cross Four Ways. But that leading trio soaring out ahead of the rest of the field. You mentioned one name coming across past Castletown Bypass on that previous lap, Keith Clark, moving up to seventh. He'd made the move to get ahead of Andrew Guy somewhere between Castletown Bypass and us at Cross Four Ways. Number 100, Heaven Owen, running in fourth there. As we've mentioned before, a big gap to the one behind. We're hearing that the number 69 machine of Jeff Smith is a retirement. So another retirement in the race. It's the number 69 machine of Jeff Smith, the 200 Suzuki. A late addition into this class is a retirement from this race. So a quick summary there as we await the next machine on the road. It's Oversby leading across four ways. To you, Chris.
What will it be when it comes to us? And it is Oversby that leads, and he's pulled a gap there now as Alan. Alan's ahead as the last lap flag does go out this time, does it? Yes, last lap flag is now out, and there's a quicker lap from Oversby that time. He's extended the lead to about a second, 92.916 that time for Alan Oversby. A lap time of 2 minutes, 44.664, 92.916. Harley Rushton that time, that is his quickest lap. Also on lap 6, 2 minutes 45.63, 92.370. And Will Loader just in fact, that was his quickest lap as well. Just doing the maths quickly, 2:46.3, 91.986. 2.113 seconds now covers the top three. As we look up once more for the number 100 machine, let's have a listen to Heffen. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? The G50 Sealy heading away on his final circuit around this 4.25 mile Motor Isle course. So Alan Oversby again, looking, I think this will be his 16th win around here from memory. So Alan Oversby, got to keep this in the rails. Look out for these young guns are coming up behind him. Will's won here before. Like we said, can Harley Rushton get his hands on having a win around the Motor Isle Balloon Circuit? But Alan Oversby, just about a second. That's the biggest gap we've seen at all since the start of this 7-lapper. And we've still got another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 races to go for the rest of your day with a mix of machines. 250s and 125s are going to be heading out next. Russell Robery should be our next machine interview. A couple of bikes just heading over the bridge there now as we look up. We're going to go to Rob very shortly and get them going through there on the last lap. We'll get there in good time. Oh, two together. Well, near enough together anyway. I think it's 47. He's gone ahead. Yeah, so Daniel Pritchard up ahead of Russell Robery. Back to Rob.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention, Chris, the fact that Daniel Pritchard had gone right to the sights of Russell Robery. Here is Oversby. Oversby on the far lap. He's pulled out a big gap this time to number 70, Harley Rushton. And Will Loader's having a little look up the inside here as well. Well, he's breaking late. That might see him run wide across four ways. What's it like on the exit? Rushton's got back second there, but Oversby, he's pulled out more of a gap on this final lap at Cross Four Ways. Oversby leads, and then it was Rushton and Loader together. Loader took a little look up the inside again here at Cross Four Ways in that little right-hand line that he took there, but maybe just leaving a little too much there. Seemed to possibly run wide on the exit across four ways. Difficult to see from our position because, of course, we've got the property over to our right-hand side, but maybe just tried to leave that just a little bit too late. That's allowed Rushton to step back in and take back that second spot on the exit of Cross Four Ways. So, yep, just another mention of Daniel Pritchard, the newcomer, up to fourth at the moment. He was catching Russell Robery here on the previous lap as we handed over to Chris. Here's number 100, Heaven Owen. Heaven Owen on the way through. Daniel Pritchard fifth, my apologies as well. So Heaven Owen still running in fourth. Daniel Pritchard in fifth ahead of Russell Robery. Keith Clark and Andrew Guy, that's an ongoing battle as well. But McTravers and Lovett, who I mentioned before, are in the top 10 at the moment. Chris.
as we look up the road for the final time. And this is going to be a win for Alan Oversby. Alan Oversby takes the win, and it's second for Harley Rushton, third for Will Loader. And Alan Oversby stamped his authority on that in the last, that winning in the end by 2 seconds from number 70. Harley Rushton just had a slower ride. They just caught up through there, caught us out a little bit on the hop as we looked up towards the bridge there now. But another win around the Motorola Blount Circuit for Alan Oversby on the number two machine. A race time of 19 minutes 34.8. Quickest lap on lap number six, 2 minutes 44.664, 92.916. Harley Rushton in second, 2 seconds back. His quickest lap at 2:49.63, 92.370. And third for number 21, Will Loader. His quickest lap at 2 minutes 46.32, 91.986. As Heffernan Owen goes across the line, he confirms fourth place. But let's get bound. Let's get down to the winner's enclosure and Beth.
Yeah, I'm just standing next to Will Lodi, a flipping heck. You must be exhausted, because I know we all are.
Yeah, I was struggling a bit. I lost the brakes the last couple of laps, so I was really struggling. And Harley's exhaust falling off, so I was terrified to get too close to him in the slipstream as well, because I didn't want a chunk of metal smacking me in the face. But that was a really good race, and his bike is so fast. It's so much quicker than the other two, so I was just catch him on the straights. That's Minovation Racing make a mint engine.
Oh, fantastic. Well, great to see you again, that big smile on your face. But we were trying to count how many times the lead changed hands. Have you got any idea?
Oh, I don't know, 6 or 7. Like, it was plenty. I was sort of quite comfortable race with Alan, and then when Harley got in with us as well, me and him were kind of slowing each other down and let Alan get away. But honestly, a massive thanks to my wife and Zach for coming and supporting me with this, and Alison, and and then I want to thank David and Rianne for coming and helping with the bikes all weekend. It's been good so far.
Oh, brilliant, Will Loader. Well done to you. Let's get a talk with the second place man, Harley Rushton. You were gunning for your first win down here. How was that? Apart from the exhaust.
Yeah, well, that's not the only thing. It was a tough race altogether. We've been trying to chase problems all week on this, to be honest, and Ted and John, credit to them, they totally stripped the engine back to barrel off everything last night. It was in a million pieces, so to put it back together and for it to run so well was credit to them. But we still just had the same little problem at the top end, so I could only really hold maybe half, three quarter throttle at the end of the straight. Really worried about the other two running into the back of me, because it was just like someone had hit the brakes when the problem occurred. And then mixed in with that, I could hear it getting louder and louder, so the exhaust was cracked and nearly broken off. Thankfully, the TM at Cross Fourway said, let him finish the race, so credit to him as well. Thank you to all the other marshals out there as well. My mum's listening back home, so I want to give my mum a massive shout-out, one of my biggest supporters. And thanks to Kelly, Fiona and Luke for being here helping me this week.
Oh, Harley, great to talk to you. Well done. Let's go and talk to Alan Oversby then. Back on the top step here, Alan. That was quite a race.
Yeah, I got tangled up with them two, and it was hard getting rid of them. I had a slight problem with my bike. I couldn't turn in Erpin. Tanks moved forward and stopped me lock steering. But, no, it's good. Really good.
I tell you what, it was quite something to watch, and we were just saying about the lead changing hands so many times, but you weren't letting it go, were you?
No. No, not a chance. They'll have to work for it if they want it.
Well done, Alan Oversby.
Big thanks to Roofless Racing as well, all my sponsors and that.
Absolutely, because we keep saying it, don't we? You don't get here without all the support of the team around you.
I always forget.
Won't let you forget again, Alan. Well done. So the bike's now just being wheeled up onto the platform for the podium. It's the Greystone Chartered Accountants Senior Classic. The presentation will be done by Ed Howland from Greystone. These machines are absolutely magnificent, although Harley's probably going to need a little bit of work once it gets back to the paddock with that exhaust falling off. But Chris, we will be back down very shortly for the presentation.
So a win from Alan Oversby by 2.019 seconds and number 70 Harley Rushton, with 21 Will Loader in third, 100 Heffernan Owen in fourth, 47 Daniel Pritchard in fifth, 53 Russell Robrey in sixth, then a 79 Keith Clark, 11 Andrew Guy, 74 David Matravers, 75 Neil Lloyd, 63 Gary Abbott, 66 Robert Noyle, 60 Gary Hutton, 108 Justin Robrey, punched the air when he came across the line, and 61 Ian Thompson, and 45, Andy Lovett, as the Traveller Marshal goes past us. So reiteration then, Alan Oversby wins again around the Motor Arbaland circuit from number 70, Harley Rushton, by 2 seconds, and then 1.5 seconds further back was Will Loder. Our next race on the calendar, well, we're getting into the 250s and the 125, sponsored by Words and Spaces. We'll do the build-up to that very shortly, give you all the changes of machine, but let's get to the podium presentation for the 500 seniors. Beth.
Yeah, Ed Howland just taking what he needs to take up to the podium. Will Loder's son, Zach, there sitting on the bike again. So for your Greystone Chartered Accountants Senior Classic in third place, congratulations to the number 21, Will Loder. And in second place, despite all those issues with the machine, it is number 70, Harley Rushton. And he said he wasn't going to let them take the lead. He certainly didn't. In the top spot today, number 2, Alan Oversby.